Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever wondered why, as we head into 2026, boardrooms are seeing one impressive AI pilot after another, and yet they're increasingly not buying in? Data IQ in the UK released a report in March with a very direct title, The Curtain Falls on AI Theatre. The way I read it, the examination that AI now has to pass has shifted from visionary storytelling to real-world operational stress testing. Can it fit into daily workflows? When it fails, who is accountable? Is the data traceable? These unglamorous but absolutely critical questions, if you can't answer them, even the most stunning demo stays locked in the lab. The report focuses on large European enterprises, but operating at the scale of a one-person company, I've stumbled into nearly every one of those pitfalls myself. Running behind my website is a multi-agent collaborative system. Over more than a year, it has grown to include a collaboration charter, decision logs, and handoff discipline. Early on, I thought it all felt overly ceremonial. Does a one-person website really need to go this far? But every single discipline I put in place was paid for with a failure. Automation once turned on me, writing an error state directly into the production environment. So my conclusion converges with the reports, though we arrived from very different directions. Governance is not a luxury reserved for large organizations. It is unavoidable engineering for anyone who wants to move AI from a toy into infrastructure. The only difference is scale. Automation without accountability. The larger it grows, the harder it bites back. In the end, the ones who win won't be those who perform AI most impressively. They'll be the ones who can prove their AI holds up under scrutiny.